Welcome back to our segment two. Our Bible study teacher, Connie Stanfill, is back with us with another lesson in the Gospel of Mark. Today, if you're looking for the notes, and we hope you are, look for lesson number 44. Connie Stanfill, what will we be learning about today?
Well, today we are going to finish up Mark chapter 13, and Jesus is going to be talking more about those end times, what the signs of the times are, what's going to happen. And today, what I'm going to do is divide it in two segments. We're going to be reading verses 28 through 37, but first we're going to take verses 28 to 31 and then take the second chunk. So I'll read 28 to 31 right now. Jesus says, "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its leaves become tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. Also, when you see these things take place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Here Jesus in verse 28 is talking again about a fig tree. And when we studied Mark earlier, we knew that the fig tree represented Israel. And that fig tree that was cursed, that died, spoke really about the judgment that was coming on Israel for rejecting the Messiah. When we hear again, when Jesus talks about a fig tree, to learn a lesson, as soon as its branches become tender and puts out its leaves, you know summer is near. It seems to be more that Jesus is just saying, okay, fig trees lose their leaves in the winter. When the buds come and you can start to see those little swellings, the leaves are going to become, you know that summer is near. And so Jesus is again saying that when you see the signs of the time, as more and more things happen, you know that my coming is getting closer. And truly, it's probably every generation of Christians has wondered, is Jesus coming back now? Because there's been enough things going on that they wonder. But we know in these last days, because I think we are getting closer, we know we're getting closer to the end, but perhaps very, very close to the end, there is much going on in the world. And some people equate the fig tree again with Israel and the fact that Israel is back in the land. And that may be true. We do know that God is working in the Middle East, and he will accomplish his purposes. There'll be much that happens there with wars and trials and difficulty, and the Great Tribulation is centered there. We do know it's getting closer. And so we're going to take a lesson from Jesus and say, yes, Lord, we know we are closer to the end than we ever were. And then Jesus says in verse 29, he says, "So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates." And really, when he says that near at the very gates, we know that when the events of the tribulation are happening, the next page is Jesus returns ultimately for judgment. And then in verse 30, he says, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." And this is a little bit confusing because the Greek word he used there for generation, genia, can speak to either contemporaries, people living at a certain time, or can be a group of people descended from a common ancestor. And the fact that Jesus did not come back again within the lifetime of the people he was talking to seems to indicate that he's really speaking that the generations of the Jews, the generations of the Christians that he's bringing in, will not pass away until he returns. And so I think we need to understand it in that sense right there. But Jesus is saying, you know, the people will be in place that need to be in place when I come back. And then in verse 31, he said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." And this is a consistent theme throughout Scripture. Oh, so many times God tells us that his word is certain, that it will accomplish the purposes for which he sent it, that we can hold on to and trust his word above all things. Been studying Jeremiah with some women in another study, and one of the wicked kings, Jehoiakim, burned God's scroll. Jeremiah wrote his words on the scroll, and Jehoiakim thought so little of it that he cut off sections of it as it was being read to him, and he tossed it into the fire. Ah, but that word came true. He could burn it, but he could not change what was going to happen, because he did have happen to him all the disaster that God predicted would happen to him. And the same for all of us, too. We hold on to God's word, and it will accomplish that for which he's sent it out for. And it has life, too. His word of the gospel, when it goes out, has an effect, and people come to understand and know who God is. And so it's a good thing that Jesus' word does not pass away. And we look forward to him coming back and his return. And then I'm going to read our final section for today, which is verses 32 to the end of the chapter, verse 37. Verse 32, Jesus says, "But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And so we know right here that only God the Father knows for certain the exact timing of Jesus' return. We know that Jesus, at least in his human form, while he was here on the earth, did not know the exact timing of his return because that had not been given to him. But we do know that God will happen. We also know that God is never late and he's never early and that he will come at the perfect time. And truly, that final day of the Lord is the second coming of Christ. Ultimately, though, the reason Jesus tells us this is going to be is so that we are aware and we watch for him. And I think from this scripture, we just need to be extremely careful not to believe anyone who seems to have figured out exactly when that's going to be, because Jesus said, no one knows. Verse 33, Jesus goes on and says, "Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come." And again, here, both of those words, be on guard, be aware, take heed, and then be awake. And actually the Greek means be constantly awake. And so it means don't fall asleep. Always be looking, always be watching and waiting, for you do not know when the time will come. And then he tells a story about what it looks like in verse 34. He says, "It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake." And the whole idea then is that the master is away for now, but he's coming back. And we don't know when he's coming back, but we need to be those doorkeepers constantly awake looking for him. And verse 35, Jesus gives us then the final exhortation about it. He says, "Therefore stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or in the morning." Verse 36, "Lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." And here again, how strongly can Jesus tell us to watch and wait and be prepared? And when we think about what he's saying not only watch for me coming, but also be about the work I've given you to do. Be faithful. Do what I've told you to do. Be doing my Father's will. And he's already told us during this time we will be persecuted. During this time we will have difficulty. During this time things in the world will be falling apart, but he's coming back and we have great hope and we know that he will come anytime. May we be faithful and be found working hard to be fulfilling what Jesus has asked us to do. And truly the idea is he could come back at any time. And so do we start each day saying, "Lord, is it today?" Hopefully, as we consider this lesson, we will all look at our lives and think about, is there something perhaps I wouldn't do today if I knew Jesus was coming? And is there something perhaps I would choose to do today if this was my last day? And the other aspect of it is really, even if Jesus doesn't come back today, it might be our last day on earth. None of us knows when the time of our death will be. And so may we always be faithful to be doing what God would have us to do as his followers. That's what all of this Gospel of Mark has been about, is learning who Jesus is and learning to follow him.
Great words, Connie, and we do need to be prepared. Be that Christian prepper, that doorkeeper. So Nancy and I are going to talk more about this when we come back, but I do want to let you know that all of the notes are on our Bible study guides, and that you can find those at naomistable.com. We will be right back.